Hi, I'm Larry Messrenals with Fox NASCAR, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane Neal, WGN Radio.
WGN 720 On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us is America's crew chief, one of the all-time greats, cup champion, leading voice and fan favorite and personality for the awesome coverage of NASCAR on Fox, the one and only Larry McReynolds. Welcome back to WGN.
Gosh, glad to be a part of it. Thank you for the nice introduction there. That was very flattering.
Oh, you know, you deserve it. There is no way to overstate your importance to the sport. 17 years on Fox, kind of making sense of everything that's going on in a time, right, when things, the sport, you know, everything, the participants, the drivers, the sponsors. I mean, it's all changing as we kind of gear up towards these last couple weeks.
No, it really is, and certainly all a very positive way. You know, when I look at the big picture going on right now, you know, we have a couple of past champions, a couple of winning drivers, a couple of drivers that's probably going to be in the playoffs after the race tonight. Kurt Busch and Matt Kenseth, they're sitting here. They really do not know what the future holds for them. We're definitely seeing the swing of young drivers coming into our sport, you know, and that's been happening for several years. And you look at the fact that Eric Jones, who's, I think, honestly, right on the verge of winning his first race. He's going to step in that 20 car next year. And you look at young talent that came along this year, like Daniel Suarez. And, of course, Kyle Larson is really coming to his own. So we're definitely seeing a changing of the guard from the old Wiley veterans to some really young, talented race car drivers.
Yeah, you're seeing it. I mean, there was a lot of promise here where you said all the potential in the world. These guys are going to come out. Not only are they going to be able to produce, they've got the talent on the track, but that fans are going to respond to them. They're going to gravitate toward them and help them be, you know, sort of that future on the driver's side of the sport. And we've seen it all happen. You mentioned a bunch of those drivers as well. And is that something, you know, as a guy who was a crew chief for arguably the greatest, biggest, most famous superstar in racing in Dale Earnhardt Sr., is this something that you expected to see them do as well as they have?
Well, I think that the key is, you know, we've always had young up-and-coming drivers, but they maybe did not step into the best equipment to start their career off. And I think the list is very long of those drivers. A lot of our championship drivers, when they first got started, they were driving basically for small, in many cases, underfunded teams. Now these young drivers are stepping into teams and organizations that are winning races and winning championships. You know, you look at Eric Jones. Of course, he was with Furniture Row this year. He's going to finish the year out there in that 77 car. That's a winning organization. He's moving over to the Joe Gibbs camp. You look at Alex Bowman, William Byron next year. They're going to be driving for Hendrick Motorsports. Chase Elliott, he stepped right into Hendrick Motorsports. So I think that's been the big key, is not only are they very talented drivers, they're stepping into race cars that are winning races even prior to them coming into the sport. You know, a few years ago, Dane, I was a little concerned with knowing how many of our drivers were getting up in age and probably on the downside of their career. I was a little concerned, where's all the new talent going to come from? Now, honestly, my big concern is I don't know if we've got enough rides to go around for a lot of these young up-and-coming drivers. You look at Bubba Wallace, who's won now, I think, 6 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series races, just won recently at Michigan in the Truck Series, very competitive in the Xfinity Series, stepped in that 43 car while Eric Almirola was on the mend and got some really good finishes, and I don't think he knows what his future brings next year. So, yeah, if call it a problem if you want, but the problem now is where are they all gonna step into rides? Don't know if there's enough to go around.
Yeah, you mentioned it. A problem like how are you going to replace some of these iconic, legendary, you know, drivers that are fan favorites? And instead of having them kind of extend their careers into maybe past their prime, you mentioned it. These young drivers are kind of pushing them out. Now, what are your thoughts about, you know, they've taken where they've kind of restricted the amount of, let's say, Xfinity races or Camping World Truck races that some of the Cup drivers can race? What are your thoughts on that? Because, you know, the fans who get to go to those races and watch them, they love to see their favorites there, but I guess it does open up more opportunities for young drivers.
Well, it does, and you know, this has been a topic for years, and the problem I see, and Greg Pulix, who was a longtime owner in the Xfinity Series, won races, won a championship with Jeff Green back in 2000. He pointed it out to me. He said, you know, we don't have a problem racing against, and I think the names he used at that point was, you know, Mark Martin and Kevin Harvick and drivers like that. He said, what's putting us out of business is trying to race against Joe Gibbs Racing, Richard Childress Racing, Roush Fenway Racing. So you've got these Cup drivers that are running these support races in the Xfinity Series and the Cup, in the Truck Series, and they're basically driving for the same team that they race for on Sunday. That's where it becomes a slippery slope. I think NASCAR has finally acknowledged that this is a little bit of a problem. They've limited the races this year that these drivers can participate in, and it's even going to be more limitations next year. My big complaint or my big deal that I was on was let them run ever how many races they want to run, but when we get to the playoffs for the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series, there's seven races at the end of their respective seasons. Then if you receive full-time Cup Series points, you can't participate in those races, and that's a lot of what they've done for next year. So I was glad to see that. Let those drivers in those two series race each other for those seven races and determine the championship and not dilute their races by a Cup driver going out there and winning the race.
Yep, they're going to have to figure some way to make it shake out. It's a good problem to have too many good drivers, and I know they'll figure out the best way to make it happen, make the fans happy as well. And coming up, okay, so you know we've got Richmond. This is one of these legendary tracks. It is one of those tracks that that the drivers, you know, a lot of them have a lot of affinity for. Maybe some not so much, but it is so important, right? Because there's people trying to kind of jockey for a position to get themselves into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun race tonight. You know, we have 13 drivers. That's won races this year. We've had 14. Of course, Joey Logano won the Spring Richmond race, and because of a rule infraction post-race, that win was considered encumbered, meaning it did not qualify him for the playoffs. So we have 13 drivers that they're locked in. They're just trying to win that race tonight, get those five additional playoff points, win a stage, and get one of those playoff points. There's seven playoff points still available tonight to add to their playoff point bucket. But then you've got three drivers that right now are in on points: Chase Elliott, Matt Kenseth, and Jamie McMurray. Those three drivers are only separated by 3 points. Now, everybody else, Joey Logano, Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, and a host of others, the only way they're going to qualify for the playoff is they're going to have to go out there and win that race tonight. Clint Bowyer is another one just below the cut line.
Yep.
Now, where it's going to get interesting, if one of those drivers, they do win this race tonight and they do qualify for the playoffs, then look at the race that we're going to have between that 24 and that 1 and that 20, because as I said, they're only separated by 3 points. So if it looks like one of those drivers I named, and throw Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the mix as well, he's won there 3 times and certainly could get his season turned around and qualify for the playoffs by winning, then it's going to be a dogfight between those three drivers for the remaining 2 spots in on points.
Now, Larry, do you have any kind of viewpoint, and we're letting the listeners know we're talking with Larry McReynolds, legendary crew chief and, of course, personality on NASCAR on Fox. You've got drivers that traditionally have done well at Richmond. Then you have this whole kind of dynamic of the playoffs coming in. You have some people with a better track record than others. Do you think, what if you had to, like, handicap the race, who do you think's got the best shot, and do you think that the need to win is going to play into it?
Well, we know for the drivers I named, it's a must-win situation. A good, solid finish. If any of those drivers I named, you know, whether it's Bowyer, Logano, Earnhardt, Suarez, Jones, or any of the other drivers below the cut line, they can finish second tonight. It still does nothing to get them into the playoffs. But I truly believe, even though Joey Logano won this race in the spring, Brad Keselowski, his teammate at Penske, finished second. They had a 1-2 finish. They still were not dominant cars in the spring race. Matt Kenseth dominated that race. I think he sat on the pole and led close to half the race, but he had a pit road penalty in the race that he just couldn't recover from. I think the Toyotas are going to be tough tonight. If you go back to this race a year ago, I think Toyotas led over 90% of the laps. And you look at how strong they've become here of late. Martin Truex Jr., he's never won at Richmond. If I look at that scenario as far as the Toyotas, I'd keep an eye on Erik Jones in that 77 car tonight because he's really been clicking off these top five, top ten finishes. Finished fifth at Darlington last week. And, of course, he's that one of those guys that he's got to win if he wants to be in the playoffs. So, yeah, I would say keep an eye on those six Toyotas, the four from Joe Gibbs Racing and the two from Furniture Row. They're probably going to be the guys to beat tonight.
It's going to be great. It is always great at Richmond. Going to set the stage for what is a brand new playoff scenario. We had the Chase for a number of years. People seem to like that. NASCAR always kind of switching it up, trying to get more fans, trying to be more things to more people. We saw stage racing this year. I think we all agree it made for some very exciting races, lots of different individual winners in there, and great ways to break up the points. But as we get towards Chicagoland, which for the last number of years, our hometown track has been kind of the start of what is that second season for NASCAR. What are your thoughts on the new scenario? Obviously, we have to see how it plays out, but the whole playoff scenario and the ways that it's kind of prepared people to make that run for the championship. And hold that thought, Larry. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, he's going to break down the playoffs. Larry is going to tell us about Chicagoland Speedway coming up. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. And we are back on the road with Dane here, 720 WGN. And on the line with us, we are setting the stage for what is a familiar location, Chicagoland Speedway, a new format. You got a new scenario with the playoffs. And so, Larry, what do you think as kind of we get towards that playoff situation here in Chicago?
Well, you know, we've got a different situation this year from what we've had over the last 3 years with the format that we have now. And that's essentially those 16 drivers that qualify for the playoffs that starts at Chicagoland, as you mentioned. They take their playoff points into the playoffs. So, in other words, Martin Truex Jr., and I think he'll be one of the guys to watch. Yep. At that mile-and-a-half track, because that has definitely been their strong suit with that 78 car. You know, he has over 50 playoff points. He almost has one race cushion. But, of course, any driver, whether it's Truex or whether it's Austin Dillon, Ryan Newman, any of those 16 drivers that we know is a part of it, they know if they go out there and they win that race, they punch their ticket regardless of what happens at Loudon or Dover to move on. So, you've got guys that have a lot of playoff points. You've got guys that don't have very many playoff points. So, yeah, you still are trying to win stages. You're still trying to win the race. But, of course, the biggest thing, whoever goes to victory lane at Chicago, they know they're going to move on to the second round, the round of 12 drivers, and still alive as far as this championship this year.
Well, let's talk about Martin Truex Jr. because you look at it, and he is going to be in studio with us, you know, next week as we kind of get in with that. I think they may bring the trophy with, and that may be a little tempting to have him sit next to it, a little premature maybe. But is this one of those things, as a student of the game, such as you are, who has watched so much of it for so long, it's really neat to, I mean, he's been a great driver this entire time, but Toke has come into his own. What is it about this year that has made Martin Truex Jr. so good? Is it the team? Is it him? Is it the driving of the tracks? He's been unstoppable.
Yeah, it's a combination. When you're on a roll like that team's been on this year, of course, they've won four races. They were in contention to certainly win Darlington the other night. Yep. And the little fresher tires that Denny Hamlin had. And then, of course, Martin got in the wall there with about two laps to go. That was a difference maker. But, yeah, Martin Truex Jr. has certainly hit his prime. I mean, he's spot on. You know, he's a contender. At any type of racetrack we go to, it doesn't matter, a speedway, an intermediate track, a short track, even the road courses. And then that race team, led by Cole Pearn, the crew chief, they're just hitting on all eight cylinders right now, and they've got it happening. It's a two-car operation out of Denver, Colorado. But, of course, they do have the strong affiliation with Joe Gibbs Racing, which certainly gives them a lot more resources to pull from. And then, you know, Toyota, they're just on their game right now, as far as the cars, the engines, and everything else. But, yeah, you think about Martin Truex Jr., where he was just, say, 4 or 5 years ago when he was at Michael Waltrip Racing. Yeah, he was winning a race or two here and there. And then, to me, Furniture Row, that was a single-car team. Yep. Just 5 years ago that, you know, it was a struggle just to qualify for races. And, of course, it's just a package deal that's coming to its own, and obviously it's bearing a lot of fruit.
Oh, it's neat to see drivers, teams, everything kind of come into its own. I know it can be a little bit of stressful, maybe nail-biters for those drivers that are on the bubble here. But for fans, and I'm sure for you, as you watch and share so much of it with your fans and viewers on Fox, these are exciting times, Larry.
They really are. You know, the great thing about our sport, it's very unpredictable. The other thing that's exciting about our sport, you know, if you go to Chicago Bears football game and they're leading headed into the fourth quarter, say 35-7.
Impossible.
You pretty much can. Well, I know, but I'm using it as an analogy. But you know you can go home. You can feel safe that the Bears won that game. If you go to a Chicago Cubs game and they're going into the eighth or ninth inning and they've got a 7 or 8 run lead, you can go home, beat the traffic. But when you look at the races this year, and Darlington's a prime example, you better not leave that track or turn that broadcast off until the checkered flag's waving. To have a series that's had 25 races and 14 different winners, and I promise you there is a double handful of drivers that's not won this year that could go to victory lane, I think, in any given race. And then the fact that we're going to go through these 10 playoff races, which is a lot of racing. That's over 2 months of racing. And basically, we're going to go to Homestead in mid-November, and it's four teams, four drivers, head-to-head-to-head-to-head, and whoever comes out on top, which if you look at the last 3 years, you've had to win the race to win the championship. I don't know how you could create any more excitement than that.
Yep, yeah, fans are going to be watching it. They're going to be watching Richmond tonight. The kickoff of the playoffs at Chicagoland Speedway next week. All those other tracks, the one thing, the constant thing that people are going to be doing, fans are going to be watching Larry McReynolds on Fox. Larry, let the listeners know where they can see you. I know you're on Race Hub a lot, and you do a bunch of other things. Let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, you know, obviously NBC has the race weekends now for both Cup and Xfinity Series. Of course, we'll be back at Daytona, which will be here before we even know it. We'll be back with the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series on Fox and on FS1 starting in 2018, our 18th year of doing NASCAR. But in the second half of the season like we're in right now, still very busy. Most of my work is in the FS1 studio here in Charlotte. Whatever day the race is on, like today, we're on from 3:30 to 5 Eastern time with our race day show on FS1. We don't have one this week because of it being a Saturday night race, but if it's a Sunday race, post-race, we have the Victory Lane show on FS1. And then Monday through Thursday, I'm normally on Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock Central. We have the Race Hub show on FS1. So, yeah, my travel has dissipated a little bit, which I kind of hate that because I enjoy being at the racetrack and being down there where everything's going on. My travel dissipates, but I'm still very busy, especially with the FS1 studio work. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at LarryMack28. I enjoy interacting with the fans. I try to answer as many questions as I can. And then also something I started back in May on Tuesday nights on SiriusXM Radio. And that time varies. Some Tuesday nights, it's 7 Eastern time. Some Tuesday nights, it's 10 Eastern time or 9 Eastern time. I'm a co-host on The Late Shift with Brad Gilley, and that's on Channel 90, the NASCAR channel on SiriusXM Radio. So nice. As you can see, I'm still very visible and very engaged in what's going on.
We are blessed to have you, Larry. So Larry McReynolds, America's crew chief, thanks for breaking down tonight's race and kind of giving us that preview for all the excitement. We are pumped for the playoffs to start here at Chicago. And thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show today.
No, I appreciate you having me. And I promise you, as soon as our race day show's over later on this afternoon, I'll be tuned in to this 400-lapper tonight at Richmond, because I think Richmond always has a good race, but I think when you add in the flavor of this will truly determine what 16 drivers move on to start the playoffs at Chicago, that really ramps up the anticipation, the energy, and the excitement.
Can't wait to see what happens. Can't wait to hear you tell us about it as well. Thanks, Larry, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, you have a great weekend.
16 drivers moving on. You can be with them. We've got 4 tickets to the Monster Energy Cup Tales of the Turtles 400 happening at Chicagoland Speedway. You can text in. You can call in 312-981-7200. Give Lease your first car, favorite car, or dream car and be our bona fide ride of the show for today and win a $25 gift card to Bona Beef